Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuy.com.
All right, this is Hal Coleman, Mr. Offline, as I'm sometimes better known. I'm here with Mike Stewart, Mr. Online. Hello, Mike.
There you go, Mr. Offline. You're doing an online podcast.
Yeah, isn't that something? and you know what? You're going to come over here and help me do some offline stuff, too, at some point. So,
like grilling some ribs? Yeah. Boy, them Labor Day ribs we had a few weeks ago were off the chain.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know what I want to talk about today, Mike? It's targeting your ideal customer. You know, I talk with pest control companies that I coach and that I work with, talking quite often, and I realize sometimes that they're actually zeroed and targeted in on a customer that they don't like. They keep getting customers that they don't like. And I say, well, that's because your marketing and your presentations are all targeted toward those kinds of people. The people that they don't like are the cheapskates, the tire kickers, the transient people, the people that get the service and don't pay. And what they would like to have is a different kind of clientele, a more upscale, maybe even affluent. But their marketing message is designed to attract customers that they hate. And so that's something that we work on. You have to know who your customer is that you want. What kind of customer do you want? And I've heard people say, well, I just want people that want to pay me to get rid of their bugs. Well, that's pretty broad. That is pretty broad. You're trying to be all things to all people. And when you try to do that, you generally end up being nothing to nobody. You don't mean much to those people. But when you find your niche and you decide who it is that you really want to target, it changes your business. Now, when I had my business, I transformed it into an expensive company. I was actually, at one time, I was the most expensive pest control company in Atlanta. Bar none, I was more expensive than the big guys. Didn't offer any kind of discount services whatsoever. Although I did give away services to people that needed it. I helped people on fixed income. So don't get me wrong. It's just that I wanted to be the Mercedes-Benz of pest control. I didn't want to be the Yugo of pest control. I wanted to do business with people who had money and didn't mind spending that money to get good service, and they wanted to do business with me because they like me, and I was just the person they wanted to do business with, and they didn't mind paying me to get what I offered. And those people are very easy to do business with, and they don't mind paying your premium price. So targeting your customer, who is it you want to do business with? And what happens with a lot of people, especially in home services industries such as pest control, they're afraid of losing business. They say, well, wait, if I do that, then the next guy that calls up may want to hire me, but it may not be the person I want to do business with. Or if I advertise that way, a lot of people are not going to call me. Yeah, that's right. The ones that you don't want aren't going to. My most successful Yellow Page ad I ever had back in the days of Yellow Pages, it said at the very top, "Do not bother calling my company if you're just interested in the cheapest price." Now, that right there cut out a lot of people. It cost me some phone calls. I didn't want to talk to the tire kickers and the people who are going to drop me for a $10 less service. I eliminated them right up front by saying, "Don't call me if that's the kind of customer you are. Simply don't call me." It was right there in my ad. So shed some more light on this, Mike.
Well, in the online world, we call that a negative qualifier. You know, you said, "Don't call me if you meet this criteria." And that is to not waste your time, your advertising dollars, and everything on somebody who becomes less profitable, more time consuming, and ultimately may drop you because that's their mentality. You know, a friend of mine said years ago, "Your price is never too high when you can prove value." You know, people will pay for value if you prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt that that value is really there. And if you focus on the value you provide, price should not be an issue. And so what do you want? Do you want to sell on price, or you want to sell on the value of what the products and services you provide? And so, you know, in the targeting of your customers, your advertising should, what we call negative qualify, the things you don't want. You put in negative qualifiers in your ad copy. And even in Google AdWords, you can say, "Don't show my ad for these particular words." In other words, you could put a negative word, like for instance, if cheap pest control was what people searched, you can tell Google not to show your ad to people searching for that because you don't want them. It's the same principle. So, you know, targeting a customer offline or online is about making it clear to the person who's going to spend money with you that they know what they're getting and they're agreeing that what you have is the solution to the problem they have, and they're willing to see the value in what you charge and are willing to pay a little extra to get that extra value.
Absolutely. So don't complain about your customer base as a lot of people do. You're the one that sought them out, and you're the one that chose to do business with them, and you're the one that actually, without even realizing it, created the message and the environment that attracted them to you. So know who your customer is. Say, how do I describe the perfect customer? How do I describe them? What kind of house do they live in? What kind of automobile do they drive? What kind of income do they have? Do they have kids? Do they not have kids? Do they have pets? Do they not have pets? Just write down a description of your perfect customer, and then all of your marketing, your messaging should be designed, even your vehicle should be designed to attract that person. That person is attracted to a certain kind of vehicle and turned off by other types of vehicles. So you need to know your signage, your website, your business card, your flyers, your brochures, your ads, all needs to be designed specifically to attract that ideal, perfect customer for you. If you're in the business of selling a discounted service to people in lower income situations, and that's your bread and butter, you have become the rock star of the low income pest control people who can't afford much, and that's your niche, then go for it. There's no right or wrong there. Attract those people, but don't be disappointed because you don't get much business from the upper class, more expensive clientele, because they won't be attracted to you. So you have to know what you want. There's no right or wrong, but just the only wrong thing to do is try to be all things to everybody. Try to do the same message to attract somebody who's living in a mobile home park and the person who is living in the gated community across town. Trying to use one specific message that attracts both of those people is not going to work for you, and you're going to lose customers. So, Mike, I got to get out of here.
Okay. Well, then get out of here, Hal.
All right. I hope this was helpful to you folks. If you have any questions at any time, our contact information is on the beginning of this podcast. Give Mike a call. Give me a call. Reach out to us if you want to bounce around some ideas about clients and how to create your perfect marketing message to the perfect client. We would both be happy to talk with you. With that said, Mikey, another good time spent with you, my friend, and I hope this was helpful to everybody. So goodbye, Mikey.
See you later. Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.